Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind.
My baby loving cause the sun to shine. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great SRV. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. Hector Barreto is our guest. Hector is the chairman of The Latino Coalition. TheLatinoCoalition.com is the website. Tomorrow is a huge convention, huge conference, where four members of the administration and the president is going to be, President Trump is going to be speaking there. You can go there to the TheLatinoCoalition.com and listen to, and watch the whole thing live. I'll be hanging out online with you, Hector. Congratulations again on that event, and congratulations on getting such a stellar group of speakers. I can't wait to hear what the president has to say to your group.
Well, it's going to be good. He was with us a couple of years ago, and he was just a natural, and they really liked it. And he's got a pretty good report card in this last 2 years, so it'll be interesting to see what's next for the administration.
Hector, this is today, right now, even as we speak. People are casting ballots for Super Tuesday. What? How many states are there? 17, 18, 19? How many states? I've forgotten.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, and my own home state is California is voting today as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's the what we call the big enchilada. I think it's going to be competitive with these guys. I think that Biden's got a little bit of momentum. But remember, a lot of the votes have already been cast. In some of these states, they've been voting for weeks. And this change with Biden is just recent from South Carolina. It'll be really interesting to see how Bloomberg does, because Bloomberg has spent a huge amount of money. He's got a lot of people on the ground in a lot of these states. And, of course, he's advertising. And then the guy that's been leading the whole way is Bernie Sanders. And Sanders is going to do well tonight, especially in California. I mean, a lot of young people, a lot of people of color have really been captivated by his message.
Are Hispanics attracted to him?
The young ones are, Jim, because remember, a lot of the young ones don't know anything about
They don't know history. They don't really think about history, do they?
No, they don't. And if you promise them Christmas, they're good. They like Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay? Free tuition, free health care, free jobs. I mean, everything is free. But, of course, you know, nothing is free. Somebody's got to pay for it. And so it'll be interesting to see how he does tonight. But, you know, we could have a mixed result, you know, tonight where, Bernie Sanders continues to lead. Biden does a little bit better. Bloomberg maybe does. Well, this is the first time people are actually voting for Bloomberg. That's going to be really interesting.
Right.
But we may come out of here with no real front runner. And that means it could go into a contested election, a brokered nomination, a brokered convention.
If it becomes brokered, then Sanders is out. They won't broker him in any way, fashion, or form, because he's a disturbance in the force, isn't he? I mean, if he has a big day today, if Biden doesn't do well, if Bloomberg doesn't do well, and Sanders does well, that will be a disturbance in the force, won't it?
Well, there's no doubt about it, and it would be impossible to stop him at that point. If you get out of today and he's up by 200, 300 delegates, I mean, Katie barred the door, it's going to be impossible to stop him. But if they prevent him from getting the nomination, I think that's going to really fracture the party as well.
It's going to be
interesting to see how they deal with it.
Exactly. Now it's going to be we're living the Chinese curse right now, Hector. May you live in interesting times, for sure.
That's
so
right.
let me tell you something I heard the other day that just blew me away. Just when I thought I'd heard everything, you'll get a kick out of this. I heard a woman being interviewed who was from Venezuela. She was a Venezuelan native. She'd immigrated to this country recently. In other words, within the year she'd been living in Venezuela. She moved to America, and she was becoming a citizen, and somebody asked her who she was going to vote for, and she said Bernie Sanders. Who comes from Venezuela and wants more of that?
Doesn't make any sense to me. Listen, I deal with business owners both sides of the aisle, and they don't want any part of this agenda. They don't want higher taxes, higher regulations. They don't want this class warfare. They've seen it before. You know, they kind of lived it a few years back, and they want to get away from that. So I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, who shows up to vote, right? You know, A lot of people in polls say one thing, but then do they show up to
vote?
They
vote differently.
That's going to be an interesting thing, too.
They lie to posters. That's one thing we've learned is that people lie to posters. So let me ask you, there's some evidence that the black community, black voters, are migrating, they're leeching, the Democrat control is leeching, being leached away a little bit, and that they're migrating toward the Republican Party. They call it Blexit. My black friends call it Blexit. Is there anything similar to this? Because we know most Hispanic voters, not necessarily business owners, most Hispanic voters vote Democrat. Is there anything, are you seeing any kind of leeching from the Democrat Party on the Hispanic side?
Yeah. Let me just give you the stat. You know, the last election, I think 90% of African American vote went for Hillary Clinton, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
On the Hispanic side, it was 70-30. In other words, 30% of Hispanics last time around voted for President Trump.
Right.
I think those numbers are going to go up. The economy is good, and that's the number one issue for the Hispanic community. Do they have jobs?
Yep.
Are their businesses growing? Do they feel optimistic about the future? And the answer to all those three questions is yes. They do. So I think you're going to see vote share go up there. And that's critically important because Hispanics now, as you know, are
80%
of the population.
Hector, I got to stop because I want to make sure I mention this. TheLatinoCoalition.com, folks. That's the big convention conference tomorrow in Washington. Hector's hosting it. And the president will be speaking. And you'll get to watch it on live on the Internet. The Latino Coalition. Thank you, Hector. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.